Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. The number of coronavirus cases here in the United States has risen above the 1 million mark, even as several states begin taking small steps to reopen for business. Some U.S. health officials say they believe the actual number of U.S. cases may be higher than reported because of a lack of testing and reporting. Those officials are also warning state governors not to be too hasty to allow businesses to reopen, saying any premature easing of lockdowns and social distancing could lead to a surge in new cases. More than 58,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said Tuesday he expects COVID-19 cases to increase when the country reopens from its coronavirus lockdown. In an interview, Fauci said the number of new cases could be kept low if restrictions are relaxed carefully. He said low would be 70,000 or 80,000 cases. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visited the Mayo Clinic Tuesday, one of the nation's best-known healthcare facilities. Pence is urging Americans who have recovered from COVID-19 to contribute blood plasma that might help coronavirus patients. Pence's quick trip to Minnesota amid the coronavirus pandemic was also designed to highlight increased nationwide testing of people for the virus after a disappointing start compared to other countries. It also put the spotlight on research designed to detect an active virus in patients and to confirm whether those who have been infected carry antibodies in their blood that could fight off the subsequent exposure. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden won the party's primary election in the Midwestern state of Ohio Tuesday. Voters used mail-in ballots to make their selections after an in-person voting was postponed back in March due to the coronavirus outbreak. Biden has stood alone in the Democratic race since early this month when Democratic Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders ended his campaign, leaving Biden as the last remaining candidate. He will face President Trump at the national election in early November. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden. The former First Lady and Democratic Party presidential nominee shied away from wide attacks on Trump in the first 2 years of his presidency, but has often criticized his performance in recent months. She is the latest key Democrat to endorse Biden, following all of Biden's opponents for the party's nomination and former President Barack Obama, under whom Biden served as vice president for 8 years. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Wednesday his country is not far away from easing some of the coronavirus restrictions. Morrison told reporters in Canberra that the recent low infection rates were welcome, but that they're not good enough. Morrison also again defended Australia's request for an independent inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus, independent of the World Health Organization. China's foreign ministry had dismissed Australia's call for an inquiry, with the developments placing increasing strain on the Australia-China relations. But Morrison said the move was not targeted, and that his country will do what is in Australia's and the world's interests. Austrian officials announced Tuesday the nation will lift lockdown measures effective on Friday, making it among the first European countries to do so. Austria has been under lockdown for 7 weeks, during which people were only allowed to leave their homes for designated reasons. Austrian restaurants will be allowed to open May 15th, although the one-meter distance rule will still apply. Republican state leaders in the state of Oklahoma and Utah here in the U.S. are facing backlash for spending millions of dollars combined to purchase malaria drugs promoted by President Trump that many other states obtained for free, and that doctors warned shouldn't be used on coronavirus patients without more testing. A jobless benefit analysis revealing about half of the millions of U.S. workers laid off by the coronavirus pandemic could end up earning more out of work than they did they had a job. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. We'll be right back.